Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. That fun drive train a-rolling, Alan. We have 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, June 3rd, the on-air fun drive will commence. And in the lockbox right now, $201,160.
Well, we did very well this weekend. We are now into the whoosh factor. If we don't make it now in these next 2 weeks, we're not going to make it. In which case, we're going to have to take time away from the news, the kinds of terrible things that we're reading about abortion and Trump and Iran. This is your station, everybody. It is our station. We all made it. And ladies and gentlemen, good friends, I'm just depending on you to do the right thing. Put something in, whether it's $5 or $1,000. We've seen it all. Everybody, do something now, please. Let's understand how serious the situation is and why we need to do it. And it's Alan and I'm asking you, personally, alone, we're all in this together.
WAMC.org. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Alan, the perhaps profile and courage over the weekend, President Trump attacking Representative Justin Amash as a total lightweight and loser yesterday, a day after the Michigan Republican said Mr. Trump's behavior as president had reached the threshold for impeachment.
Well, something must be happening. Now, remember that Michigan is a key state in the coming election. I am sure that there's polling going on, but also, as you say, David, a profile in courage moment. You know, there's got to be some time somebody wakes up, takes a look at what's in the White House right now, and says, this is terrible, and we've got to make a change, and if it costs me my office, so be it. And, of course, the Republicans are coming back with everything. They've got the head of the Republican National Committee, a disgraceful put down of this courageous congressman, the President of the United States coming after him with everything he's got. That's what a bully does. It is a moment of gratification for those people who've been waiting to see, is it ever going to happen that a Republican will take a look at obstruction of justice and some of these other things and say, we've got to get out of this nightmare? Good, and good for the country. And if you don't survive, if they off you in a primary, so what? Who will be remembered? This guy's going to be remembered, and not all of those people who just slavishly held the line when the country's future as a Republican democracy is at stake.
Something else unorthodox that's happening is the Democratic candidates going on Fox, including South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who shrugged off insults from President Trump over Twitter, stood up, said he doesn't care, called Trump grotesque on a Fox News town hall, got a standing ovation.
Well, yes. I don't know who the people that they recruited to come in were during that. Nevertheless, David, Buttigieg did a good job. I watched some of it, and Fox did a good job. It may be that old man Murdoch is taking a look at the numbers, taking a look at what's likely to happen in this country. And also, as you get closer to the end, your values may change a little bit. In any case, there can't be respect for this man. There just cannot be for the President of the United States based on what we're seeing.
Of course, it stretches into the finances, to Deutsche Bank and the Times today. The staff at Deutsche Bank say they saw suspicious activity in the Trump and Kushner accounts.
David, here's the way it's supposed to work. If the staff of a bank sees something unusual, they're supposed to report it. They did, and they were told, forget about it. You know, this is the kind of thing that creates hellish conditions for people who work in organizations who do have the courage to call it out and then either fired or shut up or pushed aside. This is very scary stuff.
The story in the New York Times, Alan, about the taxi drivers and the industry, quite a blockbuster, and it basically says that as thousands of taxi drivers were trapped in loans, top officials were counting out the money.
The thing about taxis in New York City, for whatever it's worth, is you have to buy a medallion, and medallions used to cost $1 million or something like that. Now they're down to nothing. So if you invested your money, you borrowed money, you're an immigrant, you're somebody else, and you put your life savings into it, and then, in addition to that, you borrowed in order to buy that medallion, then you were caught with nothing. As the value of the medallion lowered and lowered and lowered, we've had some suicides, very serious, as a result of this. And, of course, there's always the banks who did the loaning.
States take steps, Alan, to strengthen environmental regulations, widening a rift with Washington. From the Washington Post this morning, a growing patchwork of policies is creating uncertainty for U.S. businesses as state lawmakers enact rules that under previous administrations were more likely to be set at the federal level.
Well, that's right. I mean, what are the choices? I was talking to a friend of mine, a very good entertainer, the other day, who said, this is a time when states have to get together, have to make this happen. And it may well be that the Northeast becomes a big state. It may well be that people like those in Michigan, like that courageous congressman, see themselves as the resistance to what's going on. This is a time when you don't want to have a civil war, but you do want to have, within the political system, an ability to coalesce and to say, we're not going to let our children suffer the consequences of an environment that is out of control.
Another reason why we need WAMC, coalesce around the radio station so that we can continue to talk about the things that are important and true. WAMC.org right now to put something in.
We are counting on you to do something today. We have $300,000 we have to make in 2 weeks. So let everybody go to the lockbox and say, here's mine. This radio station needs to be supported. We've got your back. Alan, staff, David, all. Just let's do it and do it now. WAMC.org.